I sing praises to your name, O Lord. Praises to your name, O Lord. For your name is great and greatly to be praised. I sing praises to your name, O Lord. Praises to your name.
In Jesus' holy name, we pray, Heavenly Father, that you will please forgive us for our sins. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. And it is in Jesus' holy name we pray this prayer of thanksgiving. Amen. Matthew chapter 6, continuation of the Sermon on the Mount. Take heed that ye do not your alms before men to be seen of them, otherwise ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth it in secret himself shall reward thee openly. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut the door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when ye pray, use not vain repetition, as the heathens do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him. After this manner, therefore, pray ye: Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. For if ye forgive men their trespass, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespass, neither will your Father forgive your trespass. Moreover, when ye fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thine head and wash thy face, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through for steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body more than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubic unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? Wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33 has been contextually obliterated, because when it is read, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you, it would be helpful for those that feel something other than the scripture is trying to get them to understand. All the things that will be added unto you, you'll have to start at Matthew chapter 6 and verse 1. And none of those things point to a new car, a home, a husband, a wife, a good job. Not the things of the world, but the things that God has for you. The things that you cannot do for yourself are the things that God has committed himself to do for us. So to wait, if you need a job, don't just sit home and pray. Prayer is always good, but don't pray for a job. Go seek employment. If you want a husband or a wife, then use spiritual discernment in making that choice, because God is not going to make that choice for you. And there's no scripture to support the idea that God will send you a wife or send you a husband or send you employment. Your health, some destroy their health and desire for God to undo the damage they've done. The damage that is done in regards to our health is the damage we chose for our health being in the condition that it is in, if it is not in perfect condition. So don't allow anyone to tell you that God is going to do something that God never said he would do. If God is going to heal you, he will heal you before the diagnosis presents the problem to you that you have. Yeah, I'll say that again another way. Jesus is in the healing business. His primary healing business is to save our souls from eternal damnation. If you have cancer, and I believe that there are learners of Jesus, there are some that continue to embrace Jesus, and he may have healed you from the cancer that you didn't know you have before it was diagnosed, or whatever physical ailment we might have, Jesus is still able to do all things. If you're diagnosed with a problem, Jesus can do that. But will he? Has he? Do you follow the doctor's instructions before following the faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? And faith is another thing. The lack of faith can be seen, but the magnitude of your faith can only be seen by God. The lack of faith can be seen because you express worry or concerns greater than need be. So you can either have faith in God's promises for eternal salvation, or worry because you don't believe God's promises for eternal salvation, or worry because your concern is greater for your flesh than eternity with the Father. What has the greatest importance, your eternity or these less than 20 years we will have of living? That's something that God will not choose for you. You will choose it for yourself. In Jesus' holy name, I pray. This chapter 6, Sermon on the Mount, I pray that there is something that has been revealed to you in this lesson that you were not aware of before this moment. Matthew 6:6, when it speaks about enter into thy closet, it does not mean a physical location. What that is simply saying is that you detach all persons, places, things, and situation, and let that moment of prayer be just you and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ only. You don't want to include any of the mess that we experience and have that be a part of your prayer. Pray to the Lord as if you actually believe, have faith, and care about his existence, caring about who he is, in addition to, first of all, care about the Lord because of who he is, in addition to what he does. He is the role model for the ideal and perfect parent, is what God is. And he keeps his promises. He doesn't give excuses. I couldn't because of this, or I couldn't because of that. Something came up. Let me tell you about something came up. I want to touch on that also. If I give you my word that on Monday morning, I'm going to pick you up and take you out to breakfast, or I'm going to pick you up, we're going to do this or do that at 7 o'clock. If William's Alfred Armbrister is not there at 7 o'clock, it's either because he's in the hospital, he's dead, or incarcerated. See, when you give your word, keep your word, because if this is an agreement for Monday morning that was made on Saturday, nothing can come up Sunday or before our meeting on Monday that's going to interfere with the commitment that I've already made. So when something comes up that could or desires to interfere with the commitment you've made, what you do is to let that something that came up know that something came up prior to that coming up, if you understand what I'm saying. So keep your word. Your word is, let your yea be yea and your nay be nay. And if your yea be yea, keep your yea. And in Jesus' holy name, I pray and I thank you for this moment in time. And I'm looking forward to the continuation of this Sermon on the Mount and digesting, dissecting, and having a clearer understanding of what the Word of God is saying. Because we can take Scripture out of context and give it meaning that the Bible does not relay or desire us to experience or understanding in that way. Understand all things from God's perspective. And when God sent his Son unto mankind, we had an experience with God's thoughts, because everything that Jesus said was an expression of God's thoughts and God's ways, because everything he did was a demonstration of God's ways. And when he healed as a demonstration of the power that had been given unto him that had not been demonstrated before him. So let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, which is the mind of God. Amen.